I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The Democratic Republic of Congo is rich in copper, gold, and diamonds. Yet there is as much misery, anarchy, and violence in this Central African nation as anywhere in the world. Now, a battle for power between government and rebel forces has turned a difficult humanitarian situation into a catastrophe. At this hour, aid workers in a rebel-held area are trying to locate and help tens of thousands of people displaced by the fighting. Erna Van Goor is head of mission in the town of Goma for the aid agency Médecins Sans Frontières. Erna Van Goor, 250,000 people, as you well know, have been displaced by the fighting. What is your number one mission in terms of helping them right now?
For the moment, we're trying, as you say, to locate people. The fighting of last week has displaced a lot of people that were already displaced again. And we're trying to go where they are and to see if we can provide medical care. At the moment, the situation is still very, very confusing. People have been running in different directions. And we are finding groups and new settlements of them and trying to do the best we can.
When you say that things are confusing or chaotic, can you give me an example of what you encountered today, for instance?
Yes. There's a continuous movement going on at the moment. People have been displaced last week. They had to run away from camps, and these are like camps. It's not even tents they're living in. People are living in makeshift shelters with a piece of plastic. We're living at the moment in a rainy season, so it's really not a very good condition. But they had to run away from these miserable conditions to places of where there was no fighting going on.
Who are they fleeing? I mean, when they run away from the refugee camps, as you said, they're not providing much in terms of shelter. But who are they fleeing when they run away and then run back again?
Well, the war violence. It's like there is two main parties fighting. So people, civilians, are fleeing from the war. It's very simple. It doesn't really matter who is behind the gun. Like, people are running away from war violence and trying to find a place where they can be safe.
Erna, the security situation there has prevented a lot of aid, I know, from getting beyond the regional capital of Goma, where you are now. How are you able to surmount that? I mean, how are you able to get aid to these people? We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people. Well, there's a ceasefire right now, but if the conditions are such that it's difficult to get supplies in.
Yeah, Médecins Sans Frontières is very, very clearly trying to be very independent and impartial and neutral in this conflict, which has helped us over the years to get access to people in need. We have really tried to maintain this impartiality and neutrality position, which gives us most of the time some space to operate. But it's been one of the very important pillars of our work that we can always try to negotiate access in all areas where people are victim of violence.
When you're providing help for these refugees, are you providing medical help? Are you getting them food, water, sustenance?
At the moment, we are working in four hospitals in this province. We are working in clinics. We are working in mobile clinics. And where necessary, where others cannot work, we are providing items as shelter, blankets, food, if necessary. Obviously, we would like to concentrate on medical care. This is our specialty. But if there is no other actors on the ground that can provide the other essential items like water, specifically water, because that's the first thing that people need, clean water, then we are getting involved in that, and we have capacities to deal with that as well.
All right. We wish you the best of luck. Thank you for speaking with us. Erna Van Goor, head of mission in the town of Goma for the aid agency Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders. Thank you again.
Okay. Thank you.